It's really interesting to see how these companies are approaching Chicago, right?
She was telling me she's really trying to understand how the tech ecosystem here works.
What's interesting about the baby boomers is that they've never met a debt they didn't like.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And welcome to Monday afternoon, a beautiful Monday afternoon in the city of Chicago. We've got baseball on the south side coming up. We've got baseball on the north side as well. And the Wintrust Business Lunch squeezed in the middle. In the studio for this short show, Jim Dahlke and Catherine Davis from Chicago Inno. Welcome back to both of you. Hope you had a nice weekend.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I've never used Grubhub, which is ridiculous, I know. Groupon, my wife will buy from time to time, but I've just never quite gotten into that. Groupon just passed a big milestone this week.
Yeah, Groupon, kind of like the Chicago startup OG company, the one that sort of kind of kickstarted really the kind of momentum I think we're seeing in Chicago tech today, and just crossed over the 200 million app download mark. So now 200 million. Now they kind of joined the rarefied air of the Spotify's and Candy Crushers and YouTubes of the world with 200 million plus downloads.
So that means they have 200 million plus users.
Right. So 200 million folks have downloaded it either on iOS or Android. So an interesting note there in that too is that Groupon says it's now the third most visited retail app in the U.S., only behind Amazon and Walmart. So even though you maybe don't consider Groupon kind of in that category,
but
a lot of people still using it, and it's interesting to kind of see how their business has evolved since those early days.
And you alluded to them being a leader when it comes to the tech organizations in Chicago. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, when Groupon launched, I mean, it was really one of the first kind of consumer startups to raise a ton of venture capital and go public and kind of have this quote-unquote successful tech exit. Since then, its stock price has come way down. It's sort of notoriously turned down that $5 or $6 billion offer from Google, and now its market cap is around $2 billion or so. So the trajectory of the company has been a little iffy, to say the least. But hey, it's still interesting to see that it's a very relevant business today with 200 million downloads. I mean, that's no joke.
Catherine Davis here as well, and Catherine has been, well, it was kind of awkward because she'd wear the cheerleading outfit for Second Kitchen throughout the Tech Madness competition that they had at Chicago Inno. And Catherine, when the sawdust settled, it was Second Kitchen that won the whole bracket, right?
Exactly, yeah. This Chicago startup, they make a platform that allows businesses without kitchens, so like, breweries, bowling alleys, bars, serve food to their patrons. So personally, I'm like kind of pretty excited about them. I really like their model. I think they have a cool and kind of like necessary product they're building. So it's exciting to see them win this year's Tech Madness Challenge.
So you guys are younger, obviously, than I am, but I used to go to a bar and they would have the Tombstone oven, the pizza oven. Did you ever see that, the Tombstone pizza oven? It's like a little tray. They would cook a frozen pizza. That was it.
Oh, yeah. I'm into a bowling alley that's done that.
Right.
It's essentially
it was
like,
a retro
this is the
bowling
food.
Alley.
Yeah.
Was it? Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's Dahlke. So tell me about this Tech Madness, right? Because it just wrapped up. You had 133,000 votes.
Yeah. This was our most successful Tech Madness tournament. So we've done this for the last 5 years. And really, it's kind of a reader-generated bracket competition. So our readers vote based on who they would invest in. So all the matchups. We start with 64 teams, just like your traditional March Madness bracket. But we sort of replace basketball teams with Chicago startups,
right,
and really kind of just a fun, friendly competition to kind of generate awareness for the startups in town. And yeah, Second Kitchen came out on top.
And Second Kitchen is now moving into the hotel business, or what's that about?
Yeah, so they've kind of identified a new customer base with hotels and apartment rentals, as far as they can offer food delivery service as an amenity for people staying there, living there, etc.
So instead of having a room service kitchen, you would just contract with Second Kitchen?
Exactly.
Probably get more affordable food and better food.
Exactly. And it's a huge cost saving for the hotel, right? So like instead of having a full service 24-hour kitchen, you can provide Second Kitchen as a startup amenity rather than having to staff a full kitchen for room service.
Okay, we've talked about Evolve Ventures, right? This is from Kraft Heinz. We've got about 30 seconds left in this segment. But Catherine, you wrote that they've made an investment in Grub Market. What is Grub Market, and what will this money mean for them?
Yeah, so Grub Market's a San Francisco-based startup, and they source food from local farmers and then deliver it directly to businesses and consumers. So Evolve Ventures, based here, Kraft Heinz Food Inc., tech arm, venture arm, and they were part of the Grub Market's $25 million round.
And so they just help outfits find locally sourced food? Is that what the deal is, or what is it that they do?
Yeah, exactly. So they're working with local farmers in the area, you know, trying to get organic kind of farm-to-table food, and, you know, they have for a B2B and consumer business model.
Dalkey, so we've talked about Raise before. That was like a few years ago, getting a lot of pub. If you had a gift card that you weren't going to use, you know, your grandma bought you something for, you know, Forever 21, you could sell it here at a bit of a discount. If you wanted to get a deal, you could buy the full-priced one at a cheaper rate, right? Great idea, seemed to take off. But then they kind of, I feel like they went away or had trouble.
Yeah, you know, with any sort of young, fast-growing, heavily venture-backed business, there are some bumps in the road. So they, you know, this was a startup that had raised over $100 million, lots of well-known Silicon Valley money, including NEA, also PayPal invested in them. So really kind of grew quickly, have scaled back a bit. They were up to about 300 employees. Now they're down to like 120 or so. But, you know, still very much a viable business and kind of expanding beyond their sort of peer-to-peer marketplace for gift cards. So now, you know, the problem with peer-to-peer gift cards is that, you know, your inventory is only as good as the amount of people who are willing to list their gift cards.
Right.
So what they're doing now is creating a new model where the businesses, the retailers, are listing gift cards of their own at full price. So now the discount you get or the advantage is they're giving you cash back on the back end. So just last week, Raise announced this new feature called Raise Pay. You can get as much as 10% back after you make your gift card purchase.
So I would be buying a Macy's gift card through Raise from Macy's.
Right.
But getting a cashback reward for that.
To use on a future gift cards down the road. So basically,
so it wouldn't be cashback. It'd be a credit there.
Yeah, a credit to Raise. Okay. So basically what they realized is that people were having to buy multiple gift cards to make like a big purchase. Say you needed to buy a refrigerator from Lowe's. They had to buy 4, 5, 6, 7 different gift cards at a time. Now you can put in the amount that you need, get the gift card right from the retailer, and then be able to pay from your phone and get cashback on
and
the back
end.
And
what is it they want to be a mobile payment system too?
So think about the way that Starbucks has sort of totally reinvented the way you pay for coffee. They want to kind of create this like seamless mobile payment experience, but across all different brands. So they want to kind of be the go-to mobile wallet. So where you can purchase, rather than buy your refrigerator from Lowe's just with cash or credit card, buy a gift card for that amount, pay with your phone and get rewarded on the back end.
So you could be at the Lowe's, but still go through Raise and get a little benefit out of it.
Exactly.
Catherine, tell me about Alinea, and they've purchased into this Austin-based, is it a cookware company called Made In?
That's right, yeah. So Made In, they sell like pots, pans, other cookwares. And a lot of Chicago people, particularly in the food space, have just invested in them. The company closed a $5 million seed round last week. And some local people like Brian Spaley from Trunk Club, Ezra Galston, he's the founder of Starting Line Ventures. And then the Alinea Group co-founders as well invested in this round.
And they want to sell pots and pans to us via the mail, or what is it they're after?
So this is a consumer business, but what's interesting about the Alinea investment is they said they're going to be working with this startup to create
new products. They're going to use them in their restaurants,
right? And use them in the restaurants. So a big deal. Obviously, the Alinea Group is a very well-known, very well-respected restaurant group, not just in Chicago, but nationally. And they're going to be working with this kind of only two-year-old Austin startup to kind of reinvent cookware.
And what is it? I know neither of you wrote the story, so I know you might not be an expert on it, but what is it about this Made In cookware that is so attractive to these people?
So from the folks that I was talking to, they say it just holds up really well. So it's just, you know, a really well-designed, well-made cookware. And obviously, if like the Alinea folks are going to be putting that in their restaurant, I mean, those aren't the kind of people who are going to skimp on quality, right?
Right.
So obviously, they see value in this startup. And interesting to kind of see how a startup just a couple of years old can already kind of gain this kind of traction, not just with consumers, but with the industry as well.
You know, you and I, well, we were all three talking off the air, not to give you away or give me away, about, you know, eating at fine restaurants and whether or not it might be, you know, just kind of wasted on me. I don't quite get I don't have that palate, right? So if I were to go into a very high-end restaurant, spend a lot of money, I don't know if that would be a valuable experience. It might be the same for cookware. Maybe a Rachel Ray pan isn't what I need, but do I really need a high-end cookware pan as well?
I think it's just...
And I'm assuming these are pretty high-end.
I agree with you on the restaurant side of things, but man, like, rather than having to buy new cookware every 5 years, if you can have like a really great piece of cookware that sort of stands the test of time, you know, that's like really valuable. I mean, you know that like we've gone through a bunch of cookware, my wife and I have, and it's kind of annoying and frustrating. It's expensive, especially stuff like you get it for your wedding, and now that you're already on to something new. So yeah, I can see the value of something that's really kind of bulletproof.
It really is true when you do spend up that you can tell the difference. I just don't know if it will. Catherine, what do you think?
I say splurge for good products. Yeah. Ones that will last, yeah.
So my rubber spatula, probably not the way to go.
Maybe not.
No? Okay, so we've got that. I think we're just about out of time here. One other thing, just quickly, Glassdoor, we talked about this last week, they're adding more tech jobs, and this is just a real quick sign of things to come, right?
Exactly. So they launched in here in 2016. They're already up to 250 employees, and really data scientists, engineers, designers are the next hires they're going to make.
Jim Dahlke and Catherine Davis, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Steve. Steve.